Right, December 20th at 6:04 p.m. we'll start our special board meeting to discuss our property access. Can you give us, Jim, the update from Kenny?
That he's willing to do it for the $41,000.
Which is $5,000 above what was posted in here because we moved it, asked him to go straight across. Was he clear on where he's, were you here when he was looked at it?
Yes.
And so you were able
yep.
to? Good. No, I was worried that I was worried that he may get confused.
And I've made sure he's gone through all the access or the alteration permit because of all the things that he has to follow through with the photos and certain vegetation. He will revegetate it. So
to the Army Corps?
Yeah. There's, I don't know if you guys have read through that.
Just proves it.
There's a copy on my desk. It's got all the orange highlighting.
So 41,000, which is five above. Wyatt had said that he, and you guys were in the meeting, I wasn't, but I understand Wyatt said that he wants it there, anything above the 36.
Any additional cost would be theirs.
Okay. And I know that you've spoken with him since.
Right. Yes.
Will you fill us in?
I got word from him today, in fact, that I talked with his partner, Joe, on the extra $5,000. They said that's fine. They would like it tied on to the amount that will be due at the end rather than putting it to the earnest. They'd rather just have it tied to the amount, the full amount.
Add an additional $5,000.
Yes, to the purchase price.
Now who's the contractor? Who's going to do this?
Kenny Richards.
Kenny Richards.
So that was the word.
So can we change it?
Thursday, yes. And they're going to meet the deadline?
He said Thursday he'll be down with the new contract and the money to Sunrise.
Okay.
So with the contract, though, basically it will just be an addendum to what was already there with the
earnest money. Yeah, the same one addendum, just yeah. Extend it and the extra earnest money.
Extend it to the March, April 15th. Okay.
Just so it was a four months from the day that we met. So that what day did we meet? The 13th?
13th.
Okay.
So it would have been... Okay, so it would be April then.
Yeah,
April. It is okay. April, but it was the day that we met, so on the 8th.
I believe that.
It was Dan that made the motion, right?
4 months.
4 months from the day of our meeting.
It would be the 13th then, right?
8th.
No, it's the 8th.
It's the 8th.
I better make a note, because I'm sure if he brings the contract in, somebody's going to have to...
Yeah. It's the 8th, according to what's on record from our last motion meeting. It's 40 grand total, 30 additional, which would be 40 on the 40,000 for the total earnest money. That'll pay for the crossing, all but $1,000. So, if things fall through, at least the crossing's paid for. If it don't, crossing's in either way. So.
Well, and if it goes through, then that additional earnest money, it just applies to the
crossing.
Original,
the contract.
Yes, plus $5,000 now.
Right.
Yes, so whatever you guys decide, that would probably need to be another addendum to the contract on the $5,000, or however we want to handle that.
But I just, yeah. Or whatever. I mean, we're close enough to getting that road paid for one way or another, so I'm good either way.
Well, what I'm saying is if we want the extra five
now or on earnest or on the
either way we're gonna have to have it in the contract.
Yeah.
Because it's not stated in there now.
But yeah, it'll be the I'm assuming it'll add that to
the total sales price. Yes. $5,000.
I'll make sure he does. I'll call in tomorrow and just make sure while we're doing it, let's have him. If you get, we need to decide if that's okay, the direction we want to go first.
Yeah.
If it is, then we'll have him add that to the contract purchase price.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I would make a motion that we go forward with that additional $5,000 to Ken Richens to create that crossing.
Okay, so that'll be a total of $41,000 to install the culvert.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Paul. I have a question for Jim on point of this clarification on that. So is he going to do any other work other than the crossing? Like
the roadway or
roughed in or anything?
Nope.
Okay. Just that point A to point B on each side.
Yep.
Okay.
Any will provide a survey or a mark exactly where it's going to go.
Yes. Yeah.
So with that, we need to make sure that we put that to where it needs to be offset, probably I'd say upstream, to where they can add another 20 foot to the downstream.
So you want the center line, well, the where, center line of our access to be the center line, but to be able to add the 20 foot on downstream.
You'll want to offset. I think downstream would be the cheapest route to
yeah.
correct to.
Yeah, I think you'd want, if this was the center of the road, you'd probably want to offset. Like, this is going across, right? Instead of going down the center and having that.
We need a 20-foot offset.
So we've got
you have the road.
We want 40.
Yes.
Up,
we want 40
and we want 20
up,
down.
40.
Right.
Yes.
And then another 20 for them to add.
There you go.
Okay. That line is downstream.
Yeah, make it so it's expandable.
Downstream, though.
It's a little easier for me.
Because I think he's going to put riprap.
On the upstream side,
yes. So it'd be a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that. Okay. Need to be done. Load part of it. Pay special attention. Particular attention. Seal fencing. Okay.
Yeah, there's some of it that's not going to happen because.
It's broken. It's not
going to happen. Do they come back and inspect?
We inspect with our names on that. So,
yeah, you got a picture before and afters. And
yeah.
Have you got any pictures of any fencing that you could take?
We can go get one roll of silt fence and put in just to do our due diligence to make it look like we're
serious.
Yeah, but I mean, once they start building, it's all going to be disturbed. So
nobody's going to travel in there anyway.
Yeah.
Well, 30 days like you say, it's better to have a piece up there than.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion on this? You feel good?
Now is this the car?
This is the permit.
Order.
Oh, that was a little aggressive. It was the permit.
I went ropes tonight.
I didn't adjust for the barometric pressure. We got some little air under.
Pick some air up.
Air hockey.
Well, Dean can help you.
I didn't know
they were organized.
They don't have numbers on this. There's five.
He used to work at the post office.
This
sells out
be
of
one.
Stuff.
So this is where we have
three.
Core use only. What is this? Compliance certification?
That's the ending. Yeah, that's for the ending that we have to submit before April of 24.
Okay.
I think.
Well, hopefully it's done by the end of April. He said, Kenny, he called me Saturday.
Expiration date, September 12th.
He would want to move the equipment in. Did he tell you?
No, I told him. I go, you're doing it. Get it over here. So,
He was like, but he said he couldn't because there was, Moon Lake was going to, was something about Moon Lake borrowing his stuff anyway because they had power outage. And so he said, I'll move it over, but it ain't going to be this weekend.
Okay.
But he's going to move his equipment over, and he said, once it's here, it won't leave until it's done.
So is he going to bring material in or just use native?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got that one material that he's used on some of our projects. It packs in tight.
Good. And the riprap as far as rock?
Yeah, we have to go snag some of that from over there at Brad Knight's off the shoulder or something.
There's some humongous coulees over
there. I think Brad would pay us to get rid of some of them.
I don't know. They're talking about crushing and using them.
Oh, really? Good night, they should.
Well, they were talking about blowing his rope 2 feet. Yeah, and we said, why? Just get a geotech and use it for sub. So he's getting a geotech, because I think looking at his wall of that sewer line they're putting, it is solid. It's cobble rock the whole way.
And it's that cemented cliche.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it's hard on teeth and buckets.
I think that's safe.
We did that, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I did it. It's hard. Yeah, cliche, what I call it. Lime, that seam that crap together.
Hardpan.
Hardpan, yeah. There you go. Yeah, you guys in Nioka know something about hardpan.
Neola as well.
Just a little bit, huh?
Good, keep it.
Any other discussion on this? Hearing none, I'll call for the questions in favor of Grant, the motion that's on the table to authorize Ken Richens.
You better list some or there of who's here.
It's
on, be on
it's
there.
On there.
It's on.
Yeah, that's part of the notes. to award Ken Richens a contract of $41,000 to complete the crossing for the property access. So those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Did anybody look at the agenda? Let me look. I think I might still have it up.
I think it's got old business on it.
It does have old business on it. Okay. I guess before I ask the question, I wanted to make sure it was on there. There was nothing else, was there, on there?
No.
Closed session if you need it. So is there any old business that we need to discuss since we're here and together? Got a minute?
I wrote everything down that you guys talked about in November. Dixon looked up on the minutes for the Brad night, and then you guys did talk about going clear to the boundary. Just to double check that.
The question with that, though, was who was paying for it?
Yeah, was he paying to his access, and then we were going to take it on to the boundary? That was the debate.
That was the debate.
It's the way he put it, that it was on us, is what I understood.
Yeah, that's what we had that discussion last meeting, and I remembered it differently, that he would pay it to his boundary, and then it was
he was going to talk to Brad.
And then it was like, well, we needed to end the property. I think you're the one that brought that up.
Yeah.
And
did he have a chance?
But I know it wasn't clarified.
I don't think so, not that I'm aware
we
of.
We read the minutes and stuff. It wasn't clarified.
Okay.
We could have listened to the tape. Did they listen to the tape?
That's where they, him and Karen went. I haven't.
And there was nothing that was clear about it?
Just that they said we were supposed to go to the...
Yeah.
And I didn't get the part that it was up.
Dixon was going to talk to Brad to see what he understood.
Okay.
Was that done?
I'll make sure that gets put up there so we can follow up. And then the clothing allowance for the $350. With the policy, can we put that into our year-end budget compensation package so that that can be changed year to year if we do that as a policy and combine it with that?
Rather than a resolution?
It would be a part of the budget conversation
mm-hmm.
for this spend. It would have to be a part of the budget for this spend.
Okay.
So in fact, we had a complaint. We do have a complaint that not all our stuff, because the insurance doesn't do the same thing. It does. It mismatches our budget. So we do like everything to hit at budget season if it has to do with money. And that was one of the anomalies that was concerning. It's like that always comes up later because we don't know what the increase is going to be. We don't know what it looks like until June. So I would imagine that if we want everything to hit during anything that deals with money, we have to deal with it all at the same time. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I prefer, is to hit it when we're talking about budgets.
Yes. So that's in June.
No.
No problem.
No, our budget, we just went through our budget hearing. No. It would be November, December discussions. every year when we talk about compensation, about capital expenditures and renewing opening budgets and stuff like that.
So what happened in June?
Our insurance lapsed in June because state insurance, they run on July, June, end of June is their fiscal year. And we run on state insurance. And so it gets renewed in the 1st of July, but we don't know what the increases are. We don't know what the costs are until June.
So what exactly was the complaint?
It's not complaint. Complaint is we need it during during budget time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because we handle the money at that time. You know, we budget at that time. So that's why he was saying we need to do anything to do with money we'd like to have during budget time.
Absolutely.
But the only complaint we would have is because we can't do that with our insurance.
Okay.
So what do we want? Where we didn't budget for the clothing allowance, we're going to have to wait until we...
No, it's in... Well, you can put it in then. It's
we can pull from...
It's $350 and it's... Yeah, I mean...
And then the question on that was, do you give us $350 and we go and buy our own clothes? And then will the district pay for the logo to be put on?
So I think the purpose is to get a policy on this. It was just the $350 was approved with policy. So with that policy, the $350 is going to cover, you, in my opinion, anyway, the way the city does it is the city pays for it, or Johnson Water would pay for the PPE or whatever you want to call it, the clothing. And that would, and then you get it embroidered, get embroidery on top of that. So the $350 covers the clothing.
Yeah, the logo would be on the Johnson, but I think that the part of that policy, the allowance, that's just dedicated to the clothes.
Right.
Part of the logo will need to be built in.
But can we singly go out and get our own clothes?
I would say yes. The only thing it would need to be, we would want a policy that says what's approved type clothes. You know, no Bermuda shorts and flip flops with it, right?
And that's where the policy comes.
That's because Ryan's over here. I know what he's
saying. I was kind of on the same thing because my boots wear out this year, and Jim's covered all this. You know what I mean?
I think you guys can just be big boys and decide. What you
I thought we were going to move to scrubs.
Insulated scrubs.
But okay, yeah, that helps.
But that policy is kind of a key to that,
that's why I was saying, do we want to put it in with that budget compensation all together as a policy, or is it just its own policy?
I think
it'd be a standalone policy.
Okay.
It would just be, I think it would be a section you put in there, but it would be on its own.
Okay.
Because then you'd want to be able, because you don't want to muddy it with the other things. If you want to, you know, add to it or change it, modify it. If you want to add Bermuda shorts and flip flops, whatever. But it needs to be its own. But yeah, I think that policy would need to be that it's approved. You know, attire that you would use for work, like work boots or coveralls or, you know, something.
And most likely we'll buy them with the card, and then we'll have a receipt with them. You'll see what they. And that'll be part of the policy, is that we'll make sure that there's a receipt for this clothing.
Yeah.
So do you guys wear?
Yeah, if you want to get a pair of Gucci, you want to blow it all on?
and
Gucci pants, whatever.
How much your budget, you got left to, I don't know how to do that. As far as, say, Ryan's got $350, he spent $200. We're going to have some way to have Karen track.
She could do it on a simple spreadsheet, or she could actually put a count. I think she does QuickBooks here, right?
Explorers.
I don't know that one.
If it's on a card, Johnson Water doesn't pay tax, right? Or do we?
It would be tax exempt.
It would be tax exempt.
So, like, if we go through Jason Ross, mm-hmm. He'll honor our tax exam.
Yes.
Who's Jason Ross?
Anybody should.
ISA will. Well, you go to certain places. If you go to, Amazon, you'll pay tax.
Yeah, you will.
Okay. So,
except you can set up an Amazon business account.
Yes. You can. But it'd be nice to help local business.
I think we ought to try and buy locally if we can.
Yeah.
Like Walmart.
What's that place in town that does uniforms, right?
Just across from Murray Motors there. And
U.S. Design.
No.
Oh, the one across.
The other one.
Oh, yeah.
They do a good job.
They do a good job. It's,
is that the greasers? Do they do?
They got a lot
right
of,
next to that
lot of variety of stuff in there, too. You know, and you go in there and order your shirt and have the logo put on. And
the old Soba Pick
it up.
Old furniture store there. I can't remember what the name is, but
yeah, they do. We'll look into that.
Anyway, with four employees, it's not going to be hard to keep track with receipts. I think it'd be fairly easy.
Just a little spreadsheet would be. And then just
we'll put it on the budget that there's that line for us.
Yep.
I wouldn't put it in. You're talking about a chart of account, or are you talking
or
about...
Or do we want it?
I wouldn't put it in a chart of accounts. It would be under a category of a chart of accounts. I don't know what you mean by it.
So the year end, we know if we spent...
So, there was... I seen that there... That we don't want our charter accounts to get big. Mm-hmm. So you can have... That's you fine. Can have your budget on a spreadsheet that allocates, like... that you can roll up into one of the chart of accounts. So if this particular thing you can have, or any capital expenditures, or anything you have, you'll assign it to one of the chart of accounts on there. So if it's employee benefits, or if it's miscellaneous, you're going to have the chart of accounts on the back of the budget. You're going to have those items on the chart of accounts as some will put to the back of the budget, but you won't. I've seen this year we added some chart of accounts in there. And I think it would be better to not grow our charter accounts, but to allocate to a charter account on a separate spreadsheet. Does that make any sense?
Yep.
Okay. That way it keeps the accounting clean, but then you still have, so you just tie it to that charter account.
Yeah.
Well, that bucket, whatever that bucket is.
Okay.
And probably a use or lose type of thing rather than carry over. I don't really want to keep
carrying over. But there's no reason you guys will... You can try to carry it over.
Just use it.
I mean, it's what like I said, unless you're trying to buy Texas boots.
So hopefully that'll help out.
No, I guess it's ostriches.
Shoot, cowhide boots, $350.
Yeah,
just bridge.
I hadn't bought boots for a while because my work always bought. Still towed, and so, it's like, wow.
No, I say that.
It is crazy.
They're pretty expensive, though.
It's crazy nowadays.
Buy a pair of boots.
Any other questions on our third-party consultant? Is there any action that we need to take on that? Or how are you going to do that this time?
We just need to find one and do it. Instead of not find one and don't do it.
I mean, we probably ought to give
a couple pricing to make it, obviously competitive to make it that. I know Roosevelt City's used some. We can look into some of those if they have good references there.
I'll give you a referral.
Okay.
I was thinking the other day how to find one in our state. It got a little messy, but I can still look to see if I can get somebody in the state I can talk to who may have a line of sight on that. State has their own HR.
You'll get any contacts. We'll make contact with them and then see what they do.
Yeah.
Would the signage size be okay at 6 inches?
We need 11. There's actually regulations.
Well, I looked up like DOT regulations. They're like 2 inches for lettering and. As long as you can see it clear from 50 feet, then that's about as
so
it was vague.
I'll find out from Grant Charles because he just did this for the city. And there is, as stupid as it is, if you have an unmarked vehicle, we talked about this, I guess. If you have an unmarked vehicle, city or the government's paying you to use that or you're taking it, you can be taxed if it's not properly. And I don't know what the proper sign is, but I'll ask and see what it is. So we don't want you to get you guys to get taxed. If we get audited and we're in compliant, you guys are going to get taxed. So rather than passing that on to you guys, we thought
they call it. And I had this with my last company. Fortunately, the state's got their setup. But the last company, I was taxed on the truck every week. I got stuff took out of my I can't do it for that very reason. So it's real.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
I don't get hit anymore with it because I'm not at the stakes. The state does it differently, but the last company I worked for, I got taxed on it.
Unless you're an undercover police officer, that's the only stipulation.
That's the exemption.
But let me dig into that, because we just barely went through this with our attorney, so I know it'll be fresh on there. And there's some place we can refer to. If I just find where to refer to, then we can look into it and find out exactly what size it is. I think a 6x11 would probably be, but I don't know.
Okay. And then the Water Summit registrations, if anybody's interested in going.
I'll be there. I'm already registered.
Okay.
I made the state pick for it.
You want to go? Okay.
Because I got.
And she'll need them by the end of the week, I think.
What's the date of the Water Summit?
I have a problem.
It's up there. What is it? The 12th?
If these guys pay for my registration, would I go and pay by the state to do it? That would be
just
a
the base and water.
Yeah, I'd have the state pay for it.
The 12th is there.
Yeah.
You know how that crap works.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Yep.
Just call her. Or do you want me to tell her yes? Or
yeah, no? I'll tell her yes.
Okay.
What's the date on
the
phone?
The 12th.
Yeah. Of January.
Yep.
What day is
so if I have Johnson,
I don't know what day of the week it is.
That's the problem.
Is it a Wednesday?
Or
it could be.
Go for dry bowls.
I chose to be paid by the state while I'm there instead of just getting my registration paid.
Maybe I'll have the city pay for mine.
Yep, that's what I would do.
And I'd be on the clock.
That's what I did. That's what I'm doing.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Just,
and I do have interest there.
Board meeting,
it
too.
Consumes, as we well know, a lot of
what time of day does that start?
In fact, I just signed up today. I'm going to take it today.
Continental Record, State Hall.
Everbright.
And it goes your meetings at.
Can you do it online, Doug?
Yeah, Everbright. Water Eagles.
Will you send me the link? If you.
I don't have it.
Everbright?
Yeah. Our admin had it. She did it for me today. But it's everbright.com. And you just, in the search box, you just put Basin Water Conference, or Water Summit.
Okay.
No.
She, I had her buy my ticket on.
30 is that day.
Yeah.
Right now. Actually, you know what? I just remembered they canceled. I might have a separate email on that.
If you do, if you go, well, I can pull up.
What's that guy's name? You know, they canceled the dog meeting because of it, and he sent a notice.
Are you thinking of though?
Yeah, but I think I'll have to see. You probably pay for it.
Okay.
Because he must be on the clock.
Well, it has to do. Yeah, I can justify that for my job.
Well, yeah, I mean that's me. I got to be there for my work. I don't want conflict.
Right.
Because
I don't want Johnson to pay for it and me go for the city. So I think it wouldn't be fair.
Civic government workers.
We'll come to the club.
Yeah. Got to be careful. Apparently.
Yes, you do.
Maybe I don't. Oh, there it is. I found it. So I'll forward this to you. So the Unibasin Collaborative, I can send this to you because you would potentially be invited then if you wanted to come since it's open to the public.
Put you down?
Okay. Through Eschler? What's your email? I don't have it on my state phone.
If you need to come in and fill one out on you.
I was just going to
say, what
else
do you
want
to
fill it out tonight?
Just all one word?
Yeah.
E-S-C-H. Maybe she didn't have a... I think she's got a call.
Drew.
E-S-C-H-L-E-R.
At
Yahoo.
Old one.
Yeah, the original.
Well, this is on Hotmail.
Right.
I'm sorry, Paul, if you have a Hotmail account.
I did it one time.
I got a Gmail account where they were beta testing Gmail. That's how I got mine. That's how Monks.
Yeah.
That's right, young folk. I got. I'm one of the original.
Use your own name.
I'm not. Who flung Dunn 33?
Flung Dunn 33. Yeah.
33 feet, or what does that mean?
And then just keep in mind that the annual conference is in the end of February is coming up, if you want to go to that.
I'm going to say I'm not going at all, and then maybe this year I'm going to switch it up. Every year I'm going to say I've got to go.
St. George.
Yeah, I can go.
It's a good conference. You should go.
Again, I'm going to have to, that'll be a state thing though, I think.
Who's going from staff?
Me.
Perfect. You have to stay?
I'm electing to stay.
All right. Perfect.
Any other items of business?
Think about what day you want the board meeting to be on next year, maybe. If we want to change it up.
Yeah, their next meeting will be we'll be reorganizing the chairman, will be and treasurer and vice chair, and the meeting schedules. Is there anything else we reorg? So we'll be thinking about those three or four items.
Anybody up for
we are
this year?
Election. Us three are.
This next year.
Yeah, we were in our last year of this cycle. This side of the table is this year. So.
No elections, please.
There will be.
Hey, that shape file's going to the lieutenant governor. We're going to make that life a lot easier on getting our roles. If we get it, as long as we got to keep Jason, get those to us. And then we get it to the lieutenant governor's office, get it to, what's her name?
Jessen?
No, to the lieutenant governor's office.
Oh.
The gal that's over the elections. What's her name? I met her, talked to her many times. Anyway, get it to her and she'll upload it into the registry. So we'll have our precincts, our boundaries, our precincts. And so when we ask, we want voter rolls for District 1, Precinct 1, they can give it to us. Just like that. We don't have to keep it up if we do that.
So it should be a lot easier.
Yeah. Instead of trying to filter through and guess. I mean, we'll still have to probably look it over to make sure there's not a mistake made at the county level, because that happens every election. Maybe not with Jess, and I don't know, but we'll still want to look it over, but it should make life 10 times easier.
I hope so.
And we'll probably still want to do a, mail-in plus come in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, I think we're off this year, aren't we?
I think we're off this year, so just let you know. We
yeah, Paul's on the same cycle we are.
We are.
So those are items we need to talk about the first meeting in January and make those decisions. So we can set the time for the meeting. It's in bylaws we meet once a month, right?
Yep.
But it doesn't say what day of that month. So we can set it. Right now it's on the second Thursday. We can change to the leap year. Any other things?
Trailer. What did you guys find out on that trailer?
Which one? The dump trailer?
Yeah.
Got one coming.
Good.
We're going to get it out of the first year.
Okay. Out of the Vernal?
Yep.
The first one you come into town?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a whole slew of them.
Then Lamar's? They look like a good trailer.
Yeah. So what did we end up getting then? A bumper pole? Or
yep, bumper pole. Because we wanted to keep the deck on the bed open so we could haul stuff and a skid steer in that. And
so it's a pit-tail hitch?
Mm-hmm.
So you did get one that'll haul the skid steer then?
Yep.
Good. Good.
And it's got the high sides and, yeah, it's a nice trailer.
That'll be great. What was the price on
that? It's right there, just under 14. 13.
13. For four.
Yeah.
It's not a bad price for that trailer.
And that's with putting the panel on and the remote, the wireless remote. And
so it's got a solar panel on it too to charge the battery?
No, it's got a plug. You can plug it into the wall. So it.
And it charges off the truck.
The truck.
Yeah, good. Good. Okay, that's great. What do you guys need? How's things in the field?
Hey, that's what I did. Is I invited him in tonight, so
yeah,
you guys could drill him.
Hear from the new guy. How's things going?
Good. trying to keep people from freezing up.
Are you getting a lot of calls?
Hasn't been bad this year. It's spooky.
Just Sunday. That was the only day.
So far, huh?
You took over Dixon's on-call and you got a call, huh?
Yeah.
That, he's took a lot of on-calls. I feel bad.
It's not because he's, it happens to be on his week, or
just,
or does he just have to pinch it for everybody?
He's the young guy or what?
I don't know.
Stuff comes up, so I just fill in.
What happens when you're the new guy?
Yeah.
You get picked on.
Take what you can get, huh? A little extra money? That's great. Equipment's good, everything's good with.
Yeah. Had to do some repairs on the flap of the gooseneck. We got it all buttoned up.
How's the testing coming?
Maybe you take it. Did you talk to him?
Yeah.
Can you call him?
Yeah, I've been in the tub. So Mike Davis will get a proctoring.
Oh, good. You're getting close, man.
And he'll just do it right here.
Awesome.
You think come over and do it?
You feeling good?
I guess.
You studying?
I felt good last time. I was still in the passes.
Oh, they're hard tests. Don't feel bad about that. They're tough. They're really tough. Especially once you get out of high school.
The stinking driver's test. They throw too many ands and ors in them.
Yep. And I think they have a percentage that they want to fail, to be honest with you.
Seems that way.
I got you. The hardest test I ever took was the American Welding Society certified welding inspector test.
Mm-hmm.
That, it got halfway through, I was getting torqued because you could see they purposely were trying to make you fail.
Yeah.
Keep dirty.
I say that seriously. They do have a... They have a percentage.
I asked them what they're on that test. There was a, I can't remember, it was like, there was only like a 10 to 20% pass rate on that. See the test that we took.
Yeah.
I had engineers that didn't pass, and I mean, I had them, a long time welders didn't pass, and I'm like, holy crap. The
thing about that on welding inspectors, there's, if it's not done right, in certain circumstances, and you have a failure. I mean, it's a failure.
The biggest thing, and they told me this when I said, why are you trying to fail? You know, this is written to fail people. And they said, because we want inspectors that not only know, they want to know, they got to have the code, but they need to know weed through BS. They need to be able to be able to look through the BS to what the actual issue is. And when you're reading those test questions, there's BS in there. And it's just like trying to trip you up. And he says, because you'll have welders that'll try to trip you up or feed you full of crap. And so there's a method to the testing madness. And it's important to learn how to take the test as much as it is what's on the test.
Yes.
That's how that backflow tester was. I got that passed. And because they go and you get an assembly and they put faults in it and you have to figure out what's wrong with it. And some of them guys, I thought, you guys have got this. You're a lot smarter than I am. And they tripped up.
Yeah, that's what I was in that test. I'm sitting there intimidated. I'm thinking, these guys are way smarter than me. I don't know how to do it. But I think the advantage I had was I wasn't smart, so I was paying attention.
Right. Don't overlook it.
Yeah, so I think there, I got this. That cost them.
I just took the commercial building test, the IBC, last week, and that was, oh my gosh, I don't ever care to see that book again. They test you on, so we're a small town here, but it's all one code.
Yeah.
You test for high-rise buildings, the whole thing. And it's like you said, you got to pay attention to what you're reading, and they try to get you.
The one
question I know I missed it said, how many inches of concrete do you have to have covering reinforcement bar to have a 3-hour fire protection? It was nowhere. I looked everywhere.
It was open code book.
Yeah, but there's two books, the concrete manual and the IBC, which are both 800-page books. And I know I missed that one. I guess 2 hours, but I should have guessed three, probably an hour per cover per hour, I think, is the rule of thumb. But they try to a 50% pass rate on these tests is what they figure on the building code books, but I'm not sure the water, they have a percentage they try to.
Yeah. You know, there's so many variables on that. It's whether it's just a fire or whether this is a direct source of fire, you know, for them. How long is it going to take it? Because, I mean, you can put the direct source of fire on a piece of concrete and you can blow it up.
Yep. The other one.
Or just the heat off of fire.
Right.
Yeah.
There was another one. I had no idea. They said how many feet tall does the building have to have a temporary lighted stairway? 30 feet, 40 feet, or 75 feet, or 50 feet, or something. I couldn't find that one either. I had no idea. But high-rise buildings, and it's all foreign to me.
Did you pass?
I did pass, but I don't know how. Well, I passed because I studied the book, but I didn't know a lot of those questions. But it's a matter of some of it's common sense, but some of it's just flat. They try to fail you.
Yeah. They kept drilling into us. Code books, code books, code books, code books.
And code is interpretation on a lot of cases.
Did your book have those stupid notes, sub-notes?
Yes. Addendums, or what do they call them? You know, what's the other word?
Yeah.
Not addendum, but it's a...
Like, you're like, read it, and there's a sub-note, and it'll say, except in this circumstance.
Exceptions. It's an exception to the exception to the exception, and it keeps going down, A, B, C, D, E.
Yeah, if you quickly heard through it, you answer the question, but the way they worded it, you think it applies unless you read the note, and, says, and then they put the exception in the question, and that's...
Yeah.
You got to watch that.
Well, any time you're inspecting or if anything ever goes wrong, they're looking for somebody to blame. So that's why.
Yep.
That's why a lot of it's there.
You know what they told us in inspection? They said, with any inspector, the number one thing you can do is keep a journal, and in that journal, you always wrote down every day that you inspected for safety.
Yep.
Check the safety stuff today. Did, you know, and wrote it down.
Life and safety.
Yeah, that's the number one thing you do. You know that you inspected whatever safety parameters or whatever safety requirements are there that you made it and you looked for that stuff. Because when crap comes undone, where was the inspector at? What was he doing?
Right. Fun stuff.
The last 2 weekends ago, we got called in for a hot case of cryptosporidium.
But yeah.
It's, there's so many holes in their stories, and it's a mess.
Hot case of what? Tripped over
crypto? Well, Giardia is what they come as first, and then the more we dug into it, they couldn't pay their renters, couldn't pay their bills. This is out for John Reed.
Oh, really?
So we've been doing as much as we can on that. So,
out of Sand Pass?
Yep.
His renters or whatever?
Yep. So we got right on it and did a whole case of back tees on it, and everything we have is clean.
Good.
So
we don't have a case.
And then everybody's telling us just hang tight. Cause
did you talk to John?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. John's.
He's probably...
I hope
that. I'm sure he is. That's why I said, if you need me to call John, I can call John. I know him that well.
Yeah, I talked to him. I told him we might have to put backflow in on him. I don't know. They made me do a risk assessment on him.
Huh.
And I don't know. I don't know if the health department or the state's been out there yet, but...
He's got all those corrals and everything.
Yes, and that's the problem. And that's going to come with everybody that's got a corral that something like this starts. So.
Good boy.
And they're blaming the water.
Yeah, but crypto and giardia comes from the treatment plant. It's hard to even grow it in a system. So they think it's them being unclean or they've been in a swimming pool, hot tub, something stupid. But they've had it since July is what they told us. Like, what?
Really?
We've called the CDC and the health department. It's like, no, you haven't. Because the treatment plant would have red flagged them.
So where's John Reed at?
Farnsworth Place, Sand Pass, out east of Wyoming.
Okay, south.
Yeah.
He owns it, and then he's got a house he's just renting out.
But That's the thing with who they said. And the neighbors have it also. They've all been sick. John Reed's living in the house now, thank goodness.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, and
oh,
he's like, I haven't heard a thing.
Well, there's been a stomach bug going through.
Yeah, it could have been.
Everybody's had diarrhea and throw up in my family, and the neighbors, everybody's had, well, there we go. I didn't know it was all Johnson water. Probably that guy swimming around in that Clinton Valley tank.
Yeah, that was disclosed last time. I don't know if the statute of limitations was expired on that.
20 years? Let's see, 25 years ago. 25 years
ago. Was that you?
No, wasn't me. I was told 25 years later.
Being recorded.
I was accused of laughing for you. It wasn't me.
Robert sounds good.
Yeah.
It wasn't Robert. Well, that I know of.
Well, good luck, Ryan. I'm sure you'll do good. Just don't feel bad if you don't. There's always next time. So we got your back. So we're supporting you fully.
So this test would qualify for what?
Operator 3.
Okay. Good. That'd be good to get under your belt.
Yep.
So proctor is on computer, or they actually come here?
They'll come here. Mike Davis will come and proctor him.
Oh, good. And Mike's in Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Mike Davis that used to be in Roosevelt?
No.
No, it's the Mike that is in
Vernon City.
Yeah, there's two Mike Davises. Right.
Yeah. Oh, Mike Davis is down here at Cloyd.
Cloyd, yeah.
Cloyd's Mike. This ain't Cloyd's Mike?
No.
Nope.
He's the city manager for Naples now.
Oh, it's Naples.
Okay, that's right. I've seen him a while back in some meetings.
Yep. Yep, this is a different Mike.
Okay.
Works for Rural Water, right? He's a circuit rider?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, good.
Anything else?
We missed you guys at our party. We ate without you.
Ate without me, too.
Yeah, we ate without Dusty, but we enjoyed it.
Gene, we missed it.
You guys got your Christmas bonuses?
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
But I didn't get my card for Hideout.
I know. Did we? We didn't talk about it.
We talked about it,
but we didn't make a resolution or anything.
You won't get. You didn't get a card. What do you mean?
We were gonna give cards for those that didn't come.
It'll be in your.
When we have our time.
She put it right onto our.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be in your mileage.
Oh, I was saying because when we were having our time scheduling it, and I said, well, anybody who can't make it because of scheduling, because we couldn't. Everybody's like, well, I'm not sure. We said, well, if who can't, we'll just let them have a.
$50 or something?
Yeah, the card to be able to do it.
Yeah, she just put it on our check.
Okay.
Ryan's eyes.
Good on.
Perfect. Just to scheduling. I mean, we'd like to do it all together. Well, I won't speak for everybody, but I enjoy doing it together. But
it was good.
So you can make that money stretch with them. Top stop hot dogs.
Not anymore.
Might get crypto with the Bahama Mama. So, let's see. Third party consultant. I'll give you a referral on that one, and then the sign. See if we can get a website or something.
Okay. And we're going to start leaving stuff up there until it's taken care of.
Good. That will help us.
Because I think we let stuff go by, so every month we'll write down. Hopefully we can wipe them off as fast as we put them up.
Well, the Candy Richards Culvert Project, yep. Can go into your guys' mitt now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll go out on another whiteboard.
That would be good if we could move them off ours onto yours.
Yeah, and that's fine. Just I don't want to get stuff forgotten this next year like we have in the past.
Surveillance, we approved that in the budget, right?
Yep. And fencing. Yep. Fencing, I have had hell trying to find someone to do it.
Yeah. That'd be the problem.
But
Salt Lake, I mean, is there any contacts out there that...
So crazy.
I'd like to keep money here local, but...
Yeah.
Back in the day, people used to like to...
Well, see, I have work. I've talked to Earl's Fence 3 times, I think, but they've never come... Over. And they're like, yeah, we'll meet up. Never hear nothing.
Is there anybody? Oh, there's that other guy.
Well, he gave me a number, and I can't ever make contact with him.
hard to get what is his name.
The bull rider from La Pointe.
Trost? On La Pointe?
Well, he rode bulls back in the day. What the heck is his name? D.D. Cooper.
Someone mentioned someone like that.
Let me see if I can get his name here real quick. Oh my gosh, I can't believe men's basketball gets canceled every year because of him. What is his name? You know who I'm talking about? Brett Nelson.
Yeah.
That's his name, Brett Nelson.
See, and we've talked about him too. But I never got a hold of him.
What was the truth?
As long as him and his brother don't come on the same job and they start fighting.
Who's his brother?
I don't know. What's his brother's name? They always beat the crap out of each other if they can't find someone else.
Brett beats up everybody.
Especially his brother.
he would be one though that would be another one to check to see.
Okay.
And he's.
I think Paul's got his number.
He never did Paul's.
No.
Close defense in that 200 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'll do a little homework on some of these ones that I've got.
Yeah, the surveillance thing, they're expensive.
Well, so's getting broke into though. There is such a high influx in crime right now, it's just terrible.
Yeah.
It is bad. Right in broad daylight even.
My dad had his house broken into while they were at work.
Really?
Had six guns.
Wow.
Had the gas stove, had the shed.
What did he, where'd he keep his gun?
Now one locks right behind us. We have to use a key. We do a fence.
Somebody needs to close it. I'm sorry.
Yes, the whole thing. I'll make the motion.
So that we're not doing it and then go.
It's been moved that we adjourn. Do we agree?
That was our idea. Was to
meeting adjourned. Okay. We're done.
Okay. Do adjourn. Okay.
Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
We can use the time.
Look, we haven't even moved the clock. It's not even moved at the bank here.
This is the shortest meeting you'll ever be to for Johnson Water.
Hour.
Not
1 hour.